Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
I am dwelling on the mountain where the golden sunlight gleams, or a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds my fondest dreams. I can see far down the mountain where I've wandered weary years, often by the ghosts of doubt and fears, broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit led an airy to the land I hold today. I am drinking from the fountain where I never would abide, for I've satisfied. Well, there's no thirsting for life's pleasures or a dawning rich and gay, for I've trod the way before thee and the glory lingers near.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's word and desiring his coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and he is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Deciphering prophetical chronology is crucial to accurate interpretation of Scripture. This sermon series will be a study of the 70 weeks of the book of Daniel, chapter 9. The book of Daniel is an Old Testament book of intense prophecy, much like the New Testament book of Revelation. The Lord revealed to Daniel through several visions of secular kingdoms that will rule the earth, and how the Jews and Messiah intertwine. These future kingdoms are known as the times of the Gentiles. The 70 weeks in Daniel is a prophetical time clock that portrays the two advents of Jesus Christ, the first being more chronologically defined, whereas the second is set apart mysteriously. The Apostle Paul wrote, "When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." The Lord's first coming was the fulfillment of the first part of Daniel's vision. But there is another unfulfilled part of the prophecy. There is a second fulfillment that is about to unfold. The Apostle Paul also tells us that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. This event is still future. It is rapidly nearing its fulfillment. especially as we witness the horrific events on the world stage. The globalists, the Nimrod adorers, Mystery Babylon the Great, and all her abominable cohorts are waging war with God, fulfilling Psalm 2, which reads, in part, "The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed." These earthly rulers and great merchants of the earth are in for a rude awakening. They think they are woke, but in reality they are drunk with madness, insanity, and false perceptions and ideologies. Jeremiah, who was also a holy man of God, filled with the Spirit, explains this madness. "Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad." These globalists, world leaders, Marxist Democrats adore the Tower of Babel and Nimrod, her ancient founder, and they aim to restore her to her former glory in absolute rebellion to God. John the Revelator was given a similar vision in Revelation chapter 17, giving us more details to tie the loose ends of Daniel's prophecy. "There came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." Babylon is still alive, my friends, only it is not in the Middle East, but has transported her secret agenda globally. The world is in the throes of sheer madness with this fake pandemic and now the Delta variant that has locked down the world and caused billions to fear a microbe, yet there is no fear of God and his judgment against the vile sins that permeate the earth. Christian, the Lord has given us many tools to uncover who this great whore is and the beast she rides upon. It should therefore be easily decipherable who this woman is. I'll give you a hint. She declares herself to be the Queen of Heaven, and she's headquartered in Rome. If you missed an episode of this program and would like to review a past radio broadcast, please go to the Freedom 95 podcast page at freedom95.us/podcast or find past sermons on the Crown of Life Baptist Church YouTube channel, and please hit the red subscribe button. The Fullness of Time, Part 10.
Luke, chapter 21, Mount of Olives. This is Luke's writing of what Jesus spoke on the Mount of Olives. Now, the lesson title is called "The Fullness of Time Was Come." When Christ came the first time, the fullness of time, he came exactly when God had deemed him to come to the earth. And when Christ comes back the second time, it will be exactly on the same time schedule. Though we can't guess, we can't interpret it, God didn't make it as clear as his first coming. Verse 24 in Luke 21, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and they shall be led captive into many nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden of the Gentiles till the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." That little piece of prophecy right there is speaking of the Israelites being taken captive in 70 AD and spread throughout the world until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now, that's not talking about the Gentile church. That's talking about the unregenerate Gentiles, the Gentile nations, the the United Nations are ruling the earth. All the Gentile kings rule the earth today. Israel only exists because of the protection America provides to it. We have given them the military might and power. The United Nations extends their existence because they can be utterly destroyed. They're about the size of New Jersey. You take all those Arab countries, you take Russia, China, and Europe if they wanted to, and they could crush Israel. So it's the Gentile nations that are keeping Israel alive in the Middle East there. Now, Roman numeral 5 in your notes. Man's number is about up, 666. The time is rapidly approaching that man's number is up, meaning time to have dominion in the earth is coming to a close. Yet he desperately clings to his power through Satan, grasping at every opportunity to rob men of their virtue, dignity, and basic rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. 6 comes before 7. Hence, 6 must be up when 7 marches in. There are 66 books of the Bible. 6 days man is to labor and rest. The 7th implies a day of holy convocation unto the Lord. We see in Revelation 13, 15 and 18, and he, the second beast, the false prophet, had power to give life unto the image of the first beast, and the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. There's going to be some kind of gross human clone of some sort that will not have a soul, but will speak. It'll be robotic, but it will look like a human being. In all these technologies that they're doing, all the technology and the nanotechnology that they're putting in the vaccine, they also have the technology to make an image of the first beast, image of man. It says here, so in verse 15, there's going to be some kind of image of the beast because the beast was, there was an assassination attempt on the beast and he came back to life. And so they've made this second beast image, this image of the beast to exist, and we're to worship this image. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Let me tell you, every other version of the Bibles that are out there have on. The King James Bible, God foresaw it 2,000 years ago. John saw it on the island of Patmos when he wrote the book of Revelation, that there was going to be a mark in the right hand, in the forehead. All the other versions have it wrong, but you have to change all those little prepositions in order to copyright the Bible. And no man might sell or buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. And it has, every prophecy teacher for eons have been trying to interpret what that 666 literally means. But it has to do with the unnumbering. Now, there are 3 phases to complete the fulfillment of this passage. Obtaining a number, the number of his name. Is that the number of the beast's name or the number of our name? Every person has been assigned a number, Social Security number, SSN. You all know what SSN is. You know it by heart. 80 years instilled in the minds of Americans, one can barely exist without one. We have been so conditioned. Those who have retired, you know how important that number was in your whole retirement process. That number is, we have been so conditioned to get a number, and they've gotten us conditioned to do that. And you can barely exist without a Social Security number now. Part two of this fulfillment of this passage. Insertion, injection, inoculation. The key word is in. Of this marker or RFID chip. I'm telling you, the technology that they're putting in this COVID vaccine is unbelievable. The hydrogel, the metals that they're putting in there, the nano robots that can control things in your body. There's an enzyme they're putting in your body called luciferase, which is it's sort of like the word Lucifer. Luciferase. It's a bioluminescent enzyme that turns colors, and they want to use that as a monitor to monitor. They don't want to trust your medical records. They don't want to trust your documents, your doctor, or even your say-so that you've been vaccinated. They want to see it in your blood. They want to see that this is going to be a marker in your body to see if you've been vaccinated. It will monitor biological processes in the body. It will determine if the gene have been mRNAs, the modified nucleic acids have been embraced by your cells, and it can be monitored with your cell phone or your 5G. There's another thing called transfection. It's a process that is used to make MGOs. What are MGOs? Modified genetic organisms, or GMOs, they call them, genetically modified organisms. We all deal with it today. All your foods are genetically modified. Many of your foods are genetically modified unless you get organic. And they're putting these transfections into our bodies to genetically modify our cells. There's this hydrogel that has iron in it. That's why they're saying that some people can put magnets on some of their, where they've been injected. They're ferrocene hydrogels, which are this smart technology of these metals and things that are in your body, this material that's in your body that can be stimulated by light, temperature, electric or magnetic fields, pH levels, chemicals, stress. This hydrogel has been developed by DARPA. And so they're injecting these things so that you're getting ready for that mark. And these things are identifiers. You will be identified in your body. Then the last phase will be a cashless economy. As they talking about going to Bitcoins, remove cash economy completely, and it will be outlawed. All the cash you have will be outlawed, just like gold was outlawed during Depression. In 1933, they raided your ancestors' safe deposit box and stole all their gold out of it. And they're going to say, you can't use cash any longer. These monsters. These, you know, Moderna, never, it was started by a Harvard research student, professor, Derek Rossi, and that's where Fauci has lots of his money into that company. They never made a vaccine or any medicine prior to the COVID-19 vaccination. They were started by altering, by genetically modifying cells. That's the whole research, by genetically modifying cells. That was the start of that corporation. There's no hiding. There will be no hiding. They will know where you are at all the time. All the time. They want to rapidly, through all this, switch over. If you've seen cell phone towers, you're going to see a lot of men up on cell phone towers all across the city because they're switching them over to 5G. And those 5G can communicate to the junk that they've put into your body through that vaccination, through the COVID vaccination. And they can detect your mood. They can detect your blood pressure. Or through an app on your phone, they can read those things in your body. And not only can they detect, they can alter by sending signals back into your body and alter those things in your body. Those who do not capitulate will be decapitated. After suffering comes, then comes exaltation. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. It tells us in Revelation 15, I believe it is, in Revelation 15, let me just read it to you. It says, the third angel sounded, the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, is any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And verse 11, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. What is the patience of saints? Do you know what kind of patience you're going to have at this day and age, not to take the mark? You're going to have to trust the word of God and say, even if I lose my head, I'm going to not take that mark. I trust the word of God, and I want to be on the other side praising the Lord and receiving those crowns because I didn't take that mark. Can you imagine the patience of the saints? What is the Lord telling us now? Prepare, be patient, be patient, be prepared, understand what's going on. They're conditioning everybody. They could care less people die and have adverse effects to this vaccine because they want everyone to take it. They want everyone to capitulate. Says here in Revelation 19:20, and we'll just close here. Revelation 19:20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet. Now this is a great chapter. let's just go back and let's look at the good part of this. And the whole chapter is good, but verse 11, Revelation 19. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. Now, when heaven opens here, this is the clouds opening up. That's heaven, because there's going to be a cloud where Jesus and the saints are going to be assembling. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as the flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Does that sound like the Jesus that came the first time? No. This is Jesus coming the second time. The book of Revelation deals with the second appearance of Jesus. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had the name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. These are the unsaved people. These are the people on the earth who surround Jerusalem. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. That's going to be a glorious day. A glorious day. I mean, we wish that no one would perish. But there are some people that are set and determined to fight against God to the very last breath that they have.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.